Welcome to our Sunday night service. I'm running a little behind with my putting on my gadgets, but so good to be here. Good to see everybody, and all of that crazy rain hitting us as we're coming in. But Lord knows what we need, so no argument there. And hope you enjoyed the service this morning. We have a brand new service tonight, and so we're just looking forward to what the Lord has for us this evening. Let me mention some things before we pray tonight. Maybe if we can get an usher prepared, we'll go ahead and get the offering out of the way. And where Don Nettles at? Let's continue to remember Miss Carrie Bennett, Brother David Henderson and his therapy, and all of those we mentioned this morning who are in quarantine and who are getting better from COVID. Also, I will reiterate, if you're sick, if you have a fever, not doing well, just stay home. And in coming here, if you like a mask, we have masks, of course, in the foyer, and then to my right, to your left, down the hallway there. Hand sanitizer, we have all those things for you to use so that you'll feel like you're protected. But just remember these things. Again, we have calendars down here to my right, to your left, that Miss Lee Ellen made, so bring one of those home. Tithing envelopes, bulletins. I think we're ready. We've got all that we need. And so we appreciate all that have prepared those things. Again, remember Brother Leonard Palmer and his doctor's visit on the 13th to have a checkup upon his eye. And so we will remember him. All right, are you glad you're here tonight? Say amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Well, we are certainly happy to be here. And men, if you want to come on down, we will get ready to receive Sunday night offering. And then we have a couple specials tonight. We have the young ladies singing for us. Again, Brother Allen, he is out in quarantine, so that's why there's no choir today. But looking forward to hearing them sing in just a moment. All right, well, let's pray. Father God, we come in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the service this morning. And Lord, we understand and recognize that tonight is a brand new service. So, Lord, we pray for liberty. God, we pray for unction. Lord, I pray for a clear head and a calm heart, as do I pray for the congregation to have a clear head and a calm heart so that we could receive your word, Lord, the engrafted word that liveth and abideth forever. Bless this offering. Let it be used for your glory, Lord. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Be with all these on the prayer request sheet, Lord. You know who needs what. We just pray for your grace, your mercy, and your healing hand to be applied to those lives. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. right, you pray for Miss Shiloh as she comes around, and then the girls as a group is going to sing one.
Mercy.
Beautiful, beautiful. Great job tonight. Ladies, we appreciate that. Proverbs chapter number 4, Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter number 4. I appreciate Brother David today and the sound in the crow's nest back there. Man, he has been all over the place back there tonight, this morning, tonight. We appreciate that. And, of course, Brother Randy, he was also working from home and communicating with Brother David. That's cool. That's cool stuff right there. Be able to do that and adjust things. And so I just appreciate all the great help we have here at the church. All right, Proverbs chapter number 4. I want us to start reading in verse number 23, and we'll finish out the chapter. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. I want to call your attention tonight to verse number 23, where he says, keep thy heart with all diligence. The word keep here means to guard. And the writer is telling us that we need to set a watch upon our hearts. You know, the Bible talks about how the heart is deceitful and wicked. And because of that, we have to guard ourselves, don't we? We have to set a watch upon our hearts. We have to make sure we're prayed up, make sure we're studied up, because living in a world that we live in, really, you really don't know what you'll do until you're in any given situation. And so, therefore, we have to guard our hearts. Tonight, I want to preach for a few moments on that subject, guarding your heart. Guarding your heart. You know, as this terminology, as the Bible talks about the heart, guarding your heart, it really works in a lot of ways like the physical heart we have. If we have a healthy physical heart beating in our chest, then circulation will be well in our arteries and blood veins through our body. The extremities of our fingers and our toes, we could feel and grab and move with no problem at all. But sometimes there's blood clots, and sometimes there's problems coming from the heart. And when that happens, it slows down the rest of the body. It causes trouble for the rest of the body. And so in like manner tonight is our hearts in a much more different way. Emotionally, spiritually, mentally even, we just have to guard ourselves. Now, if the heart is right, the actions will be right. A spiritually well heart will dictate the issues of life well. So tonight we have to make sure that we start our week in prayer. We have to make sure that we study our Bibles, even if it's just a verse a day. Get a verse, think about the verse, meditate upon the verse, and make sure that we're walking in God's ways every day. And make sure we're yielding ourselves to Him the best we can, because we have this thing called the human heart, which is desperately wicked and vile, and we have to keep a watch on it. All right, and so tonight I want to actually go through verse number 24 down through verse number 27, and four things that are affected by the heart. I want you to notice in verse number 24, the verse deals with the lips. Verse 25, the verse deals with the eyes. Verse 26, the verse deals with the feet. In verse number 27, the verse deals with the hands. And so lips, eyes, feet and hands. Again, like in the illustration with our physical hearts beating in our chest, and our arteries and blood veins all circulating, everything works well. And so if we keep a watch on our spiritual heart, emotionally, and all the rest of it, all of these other areas will work well. Verse number 24, he says, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Now, first of all, we are to control our speech. And when we have a guard upon our hearts, when we keep our heart with all diligence day in and day out, watching and guarding and guiding what we take in and what goes out, we have to deal with some point or the other we'll be dealing with the speech. And so we're to control our speech. He says again, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from thee. Basically, he's talking about evil words, evil communication, such as cursing, lying, slandering, foolish talking. He says, put these things far from you. And in order to do that, you have to have a guard upon your heart. Make sure you're taking in the right things. And when you're taking in the right things, the right kind of speech will go out. I like what Matthew Henry calls a perverse mouth or perverse lips. He calls it tongue sins. Tongue sins. And if we're not careful, we can commit those tongue sins. We can be guilty of slandering. We can be guilty of cursing or lying or foolish talking, having evil communications. And so someone who does not take in God's word, someone who doesn't have a relationship with God or pray to God, stay repented, like I call it, like I like to call it, stay repented, up to date, it is very, very easy to fall into this trap where you'll just say whatever comes to the mind. Whatever comes to the mind will go out the mouth. So tonight we're to control our speech. Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 6 says, let your speech be always seasoned with salt. And so we ought to know what to say and how to say it and when to say it. But all of this takes place when our hearts are filtered by the Word of God and prayer. We're to guard our hearts so that we can control our speech. Proverbs 25 and verse number 11 says, a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. How about that? I mean, we're people who we are touched by our emotions and things in life that happen. And it's easy sometimes to get hot, to get angry, and say things we don't mean. But we have to bring it in sometimes, and we have to control ourselves all the time and guard our hearts, because in any given situation, our lips can give off tongue sins. And so we're to control our speech. Now, in verse number 25, we see that we're to concentrate with our sight. He says in verse number 25, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. We're to concentrate with our eyes. He talks about looking right on. And thine eyelids looking straight before thee. And so again, it all stems back from the right kind of heart. The heart that has been protected by prayer and the Word of God. The heart that's been guarded. The heart that has been kept with all diligence. That kind of heart will have eyes that look straight ahead. Meaning eyes that look unto Jesus. We're not looking to our left for resources. We're not looking to our right for resources. We're not trying to scheme some plan, but we're looking straight ahead at Jesus. Hebrews 12:2 mentions that. Says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so he tells us that we are to focus. We're to set our attention straight ahead. Not on any person on the left, not on any situation on the right, but to let our eyes look right on and let our eyelids look straight before thee. And so guarding our heart will allow us to do that the right way. I preached a message one time entitled Horse Blinders. And some of you may know what that is, but you know, in the horse racing arena, I've never been to a horse race, I've seen it on TV, but did a study one time on horses that race. And so these horses that race, a lot of times will have on these blinders, on the right, on the left, or some kind of, you know, head covering that blocks the distractions on the right, that blocks the distractions on the left. And so this is done in the horse world because of what I just said, distractions. There can be something that distracts the horse on the right, and it can be skittish, and it can just start galloping down in the middle of the field. It can be during a race that if the horse doesn't have the blinders on, it can be so distracted on the left, again, the right, and it'll be skittish, and it'll just take a dart running across the tracks in the other direction, cause all kinds of trouble. Tonight, in like manner, we need to put on horse blinders, which is the Word of God and which is prayer. We need to look straight ahead at Jesus, the one who has started us on our course, the one who will finish us on our course. Don't get caught up in what's going on over here. Don't get caught up in what's going on over here and who said this over here and what's going on over there. Just look straight ahead at Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed and focused on Him so you could run this race. Like those horses with those blinders, that's the only way that they can run their race, is by having on blinders. And so we see here that we're to concentrate with our sight. And then in verse number 26, we are to consider our steps. He says in verse 26, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. We're to consider our steps tonight. Again, guarding our heart, putting a watch upon our heart and our affections, making sure we're in alignment with God, because there's times in life where we have to make steps. Not just the daily steps, the ins and outs, but when big decisions must be made, we have to take steps, and the right steps. The word ponder here, ponder the path of your feet. It means to weigh or make level. And the word established here, it means made or concrete. Now, I can remember watching some of these home renovation shows, and sometimes they'll pour out a slab of concrete. They'll frame it out first, make a framework, and then they'll pour that concrete in there. Well, that framework is set up so that that concrete can be established. That concrete can cure itself, can stiffen, can harden, so that it will be able to be walked upon, drive a car upon. And so at the appropriate time, the framework is taken off of that concrete slab, and it's there. It's concrete. It's stationary. It's not going anywhere. And I wonder tonight, could the writer be referring to making sure that our steps are concrete before we make a step? If you take that framework off of that freshly poured concrete before it's cured, it'll run out. It'll dissolve. It'll run away. It'll run out on its sides, and it won't be cured. It won't be concrete. I believe in life we have concerns and we have decisions that have to be made, and we pray, or at least we should pray and ask God for direction. But we need to ask God to make our steps concrete. Lord, make our steps established. Establish our goings, Lord. Lord, I need an answer concerning this situation, concerning that a particular dilemma. I need answers, Lord. I need to move. I got to make decisions. Will you please make those answers concrete? Give me something to step out on, oh Lord. And so we see that we are to consider our steps here. He says, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. And so when it comes to guarding the heart tonight, this is really a big deal, because exactly what I just said, decisions have to be made. We have to take steps. And the best way to take a step is by knowing that Jesus is directing our steps. So keep a guard upon thy heart. And then I want to mention something else. Verse number 27. He says, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. We need to continue without our own strategies. Okay, so he says, turn not to the right hand. We talked about that for just a moment earlier. Turn not to thy left. Remove thy foot from evil. The right hand, the left hand, can refer to our own strategies, our own ideas, our own answers. And so he says that we are to guard our hearts, put a watch upon our hearts, pray, read your Bible, make sure you're in alignment with God and His will. And when you do that, you can control your speech, you can concentrate with your sight, you can consider your steps the right way, and you can continue without your own strategies. Don't lean on our own strategies. Don't go to the left hand. Don't go to the right hand. Remove thy foot from evil. Now, he's not saying you can't have good ideas and you can't weigh in on what you want to do in life. But what he's saying is, make sure it's coming from a heart that is pure. A heart that's been guarded. A heart that's been attended upon. A heart that's been kept with all diligence. So, turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Guarding your heart tonight. We finished up a little early, but that's the message. And as Brother David wants to come around, I wonder tonight who might be struggling in their hearts. Maybe there's someone here that says, Brother Justin, I know what you're saying. I made some decisions. Maybe not the best decisions, but I want to come and I want to have my heart fixed. Well, if that's you tonight, you can come and pray at the moment of invitation. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you. Lord, that's the word that you gave me to share tonight. And I pray that if there's someone here with heart conditions spiritually, maybe it's something that they said. Maybe it's a direction that they're looking. Maybe it's a direction that they're walking. Maybe, Lord, they're leaning on their own devices for help. Maybe they're leaning on their own ways, Lord, for understanding. I pray tonight, if there's someone here that needs to refocus, that they'll do that. That they'll come and do business with you. We love you tonight and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. If you need to come pray, now's the time. Anybody else tonight need to come? If you're caught up in your prayers, won't you come down and pray with somebody? Anybody? We'll have to let no one pray alone down here. Start your week off right, walking the right way, saying the right things, being a blessing to others. Anybody else? Amen. That'll be enough singing tonight. And appreciate you coming this evening. And hope something was said. Was a help and a blessing to you. Just be careful out there going home with this kind of weather that we have right now. But remember, next Sunday at 3 o'clock, 3 to 4, will be CLU. Reason being so early is because choir practice at 4 and church at 5. And so remember that on next Sunday. Anything to mention before we close? Remember Miss Shirley Townsend? She burned her hand on a pan. And I know that can be a big deal. So we'll remember her for sure. Anybody else? All right. Good to see Brother Allen tonight and Miss Tammy. And Brother Allen, would you close us out in prayer?
The strength to stand bold. Give us the strength to make the right decisions. Give us the boldness.